I'm going to go back to the councillor. Councillor, what do you think?
Thank you. I'm one of the youngest district council leaders in the country, so sort of have a foot in both camps to an extent here. What the government's plan for growth must take into account, and I look forward to receiving details of this in due course, as I know they'll come, is the infrastructure concerns, because that is what's causing a great deal of concern. Schools, GPs, hospitals, buses, trains. They're the really important issues around here. And when we talk about growth, we need to talk about growth to our infrastructure just as much as housing.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. Obviously a topic of some interest around here. Annalise Dodds.
Yeah, I think the problem, however, is that the government's plans for investment zones would actually strip out much of the control that communities want to have around new development, because they would be removing so much of that planning architecture that enables both a focus on infrastructure, but also that even does things like protect SSSIs, those incredibly important areas for our wildlife and nature, which the government's own documents suggest wouldn't necessarily be protected in their plans for investment zones. The answer is not to rip up all of the planning system and remove control from communities. That's not going to create the kind of housing that we need. It's not going to create the genuinely affordable housing, the council housing, the housing that people want to live in beautiful communities. Other measures will deliver that housing. You know, Labour set out, for example, how with a mortgage guarantee scheme, like in Canada, you could actually give people that first step on the ladder, that we shouldn't have foreign buyers purchasing all of development so often, you know, rather than letting first-time buyers have first dibs.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there because I want to make sure Mick Whelan gets the fight. Mick.
I was lucky enough to grow up in a council house in Westminster till the Tories sold them all off. So nobody of my generation lives in the community they grew up in. And I can't now afford to live where I grew up. And on the salary I'm on, I should be able to. I think it's a far greater problem. We need 2 million houses. They have to be affordable houses. They have to be a mixture of social housing and affordable mortgageable housing, right, for the future, for people. Now, if you're going to build that number of houses, there have to be some compromises. There have to be some opportunities. So are we there for building a future for people and give them the housing that they can afford to bring their families up in? Or are we just going to say, no, we can't touch anything at all? And if we're just going to be NIMBYist, then we're going to let down future generations. Mm.